Blog Talk Radio.
And we're going to have to come to the grips with the fact that they told us exactly what they were going to do. They wrote a document called the Project for a New American Century.
Don't ever say I didn't warn you. That's about all one can do.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion? When does a citizen become a civilian? When did the heroes morph into the villains? How can two planes powderize three buildings? These are questions that could get you murked. Politically, socially, physically put into the dirt. Many swear that there's some kind of conflict of interest within. The conflict depends upon what you're interested in. You can chant 9/11 was an inside job all day until you say the facade and pay closer attention to Flight 175 and the odd cylindrical pod beneath the fuselage. Then it's 2 plus 2 level addition after you factor in the flight termination system. Then flash back to the cash the good rabbi stole. September 10th style, right down the rabbit hole.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion?
You can get unlimited corporate news.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion?
You can have any mercenaries you choose.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion?
You can steal a couple million souls.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion?
The missile they hit the Pentagon with was not an act of randomness. It murdered accountants, bookkeepers, and budget analysts. That side of the building was retrofitted prior to this to withstand bomb blasts and nicknamed the Catcher's Mitt. If that don't give you some kind of clue why they blew the mortar, maybe you should take some medication for your new disorder. If buildings are burning, don't ever trust a news reporter with 267 stories of gruesome slaughter. Don't ever mention Dov Zakim and trillion stolen, much less missile-equipped Boeings, even remote controlling with system planning corporation international. The folks to see if you got some buildings you'd like to crash into. But that's impossible without the proper capital. That's why I'm asking you what you would do with unimaginable wealth. So much money you can't delve in it. Enough to buy 10 presidents and 12 senators.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion?
You can get unlimited corporate news.
That's right.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion? You can have any mercenaries you choose.
All night.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion? You can steal a couple million souls.
Indeed.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion? You can get everything under control.
Now that's greed.
Of what you can get with 2.3 trillion. Some clown named Glenn Beck fucking with a Pentagon talking point of how he hates the 9/11 victims' families. But that didn't roll over too well, did it, Glenn? They're well aware they can no longer create a consensus as effectively as they used to. So they parade some other clown on the other side of the spectrum named Geraldo to tacitly give 9/11 truth a 6-minute segment semblance of credence, as if we didn't have that 9 years ago, dummy. The system is designed to make you think anything is funny. Pretty soon you won't be able to buy anything with your monopoly money, dummy.
What can I get with 2.3 trillion? 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 2.3 trillion. What can I get?
and good evening. We are live. That was Payday Monsanto, Under Control. It is with sadness tonight that one of my friends has passed away. My condolences to her family. Janice, you will be sorely missed. God bless you. God bless her family. My co-host is MIA. I'm going to try and wing this tonight. The whole show is, it's open mic night tonight. So if there's anybody that is listening to the show and that would like to call in, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-D92. And if you do want to chime in, even just to say hi, just press 1, and that will indicate to me that you do want to be put on the air, and I'll bring you right in. Tonight is going to be chock full of government shenanigans. And I tell you, it is just one shenanigan after another. When is this madness going to end? I doubt it seriously that it will. They just keep pushing that envelope and pushing that envelope in hopes that we, the people, will take physical action against them. And that's what I truly believe. And they want us to fire the first shot. So, you know, because they always have to have the boogeyman. And if we fire the first shot, then we are the boogeyman. Even though all these infractions against us, they have caused. And, you know, it's all about erasing God. And they want to erase everything that God has created and make God null and void. You know, they're taking away our freedom of speech. They're taking away pretty much everything that that he has given us. And my rights come from God. My rights do not come from man. And that is the fact. And nor do yours, okay? Your rights also come from God, not from man. And we have to remember that. And they're going to push the limit, and they're going to keep doing it more and more and more. Until we do something about it. And when are we going to do something about it? When our happy little butts are being marched off to the re-education camps, aka FEMA camps. I'm a firm believer that life imitates art. And, you know, I encourage everybody to go and watch 1984. We've been living it for years and years. And it's all about control. That's come. I picked that song by Payday tonight. You know, it started way before 9/11, this control. But 9/11 should have shocked us into waking up. Just totally, completely ridiculous. You know, they hide everything in plain sight. They wave it right in front of our faces like a nanner, nanner, nanner. You know, a grade school kid, to see how far they can push it. And what are they doing? Look at the political prisoners from January 6th. You know, I tell everybody they can't arrest us all. Where are the protests in the streets? Why aren't we shutting down our government? Taxation is theft. It's like we are begging daddy government to take care of us. We don't need daddy government to take care of us. In fact, they're not even taking care of us. They're using and abusing us. We're just worker bees to them. They use our monies. Do you really want to continue to pay Ukraine, Zelensky and his wife? Really, these are the questions you need to ask yourselves, people. This is just wrong in countless ways. And yes, they continue to harass and arrest people from January 6th, people who are innocent. Hence the words political prisoners. I tell you, it is just, it's beyond me that a handful, because that's all they are, is a handful of people compared to we, the people of the world. And this, it's not just subjected to the United States. This affects we, the people of the world. Look at your own country. Look what's happening there. How they're enslaving you. You know, the United States used to be land of the free and home of the brave. We're home of, we're not land of the free anymore. We're land of the enslaved. Like I said, we're just worker bees to them. Our money is paying their salaries. And we have nothing to say about it. Why aren't we protesting in the street? Ask yourselves that. This is beyond me. I'm just dumbfounded. Our forefathers have got to be turning over in their graves. My goodness. Look at what they did, and we've just given what they accomplished away. The government works for us. They are our employees. It's not the other way around. And yes, we do live in a dumbed down society. Look at all the asinine things that go on right in front of our noses. First and foremost, that TikTok. My goodness. And how many people, you as adults, and then you allow your children to be influenced by it too. And don't think that you're not being influenced by it, because you are. Just like the boob tube. You know, you have to turn off those television programming boxes, and it's called programming for that very reason. You turn on CNN, and MSNBC is going to spew, I don't know all the handles to the television networks, because I watch movies. I don't watch television per se. So, but it's It's Operation Mockingbird. It is propaganda. You have one network that says the same thing as the other networks, and so on and so on. It's like the domino effect. And it is crazy how many people, and we are forced to live in a two-income society, okay? That was their plan all along. And we continue to accept, it seems like a lot of people welcome the abuse, because nothing is done with it. Nothing, we're not doing anything with it. We're just like, come on, daddy government, abuse us some more. Times that we're going to let them molest us. And we not do anything about it. My goodness gracious, look what happened during the scamdemic. And we allowed that to happen too. You know, they throw out mandates. Mandate is not a law, for one thing. Okay, and I reside in California. And you had Gavin Newsom every other day. He was spewing out mandate this, mandate that. And it's like, right, you can't just mandate something. He could throw that word around forever, and it meant nothing. And that's all there is to it. That's the facts. You have to learn this jargon that they're spewing. It's all lies. And then look at now the CDC is... Oh yeah. Oh well. You know, the coronavirus COVID-19. And they changed the wording on that because coronavirus is an umbrella term, which, you know, sinus infections, colds, allergies. Everything fell under that umbrella, so they had to change the name of it to COVID-19. You know, and then this, how many lies did we hear about that? You know, now the CDC is saying that, you know, it was nothing but a type of flu. Well, hold that thought, everybody. My co-host is here. Good evening, Ms. Hope. How are you?
Having a blonde moment, obviously. How are you?
she is a blonde.
Oopsies.
Okay.
Oh, hello, well, hello. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. I was winging it as best as I could. So, I'm going over government shenanigans. And I'm in the process of talking about, you know, the lies spewed to us by the government. Governments all around the world, it isn't just subjected to the United States. And or wherever you're from, Canada.
Canada, eh?
I was going to say that place that starts with a C.
Bless you.
But, you know, this is worldwide. And as letting the listeners are just reiterating that, you know, the United States was one of their mottos was home of the brave, land of the free, which is no longer. I mean, we're just all enslaved by the lies and the propaganda that they spew to us.
Yeah, well, the Canadians, we're definitely in a lot of trouble up here, especially like with the way the government system is, right? We spoke
uh-huh.
about that. The crown is deep here. Your taxes, you don't have to pay them. They're voluntary. You check a box when you get your social insurance number. We're going over that today. There's a lot of things I got to pull out, and I think we're going to do a show on it. Because we definitely need a constitutional convention up here, 100%, or nothing's going to
uh-huh.
change for us.
But
it's every country has to work together to do it at the same time. Because if we all don't change together, one country can possibly maybe get out, but it's going to be really hard. It's going to be hard for one country just to try to save themselves right now. In my opinion, anyways.
You are correct. And it's pretty doggone sad, you know, as I was telling the listeners, is that, you know, what did we didn't do diddly squat, basically, during the scamdemic, you know. We didn't fight back. There weren't any protests in the street. Sure, you had protests in other countries like Germany. I remember Germany vividly because, I mean, for weeks, their protests were going on and on and on, you know, about, you know, they were protesting against the lockdowns and the pricks, a.k.a. the vaccines. And
our truckers stood up pretty loudly.
And
you know, they paid for it dearly, a lot of them, you know, but our truckers stood up. Yes, they did.
And
you know,
it was
they were
pretty doggone sad because here we are, you know, we're looking from the outside in, and we saw all that. We saw all that I tell you, it was horrific what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, how could you possibly take away somebody's bank account? But that's not out of the norm, okay? They've done that to people of the United States also. You know,
in the UK they were getting debanked too. If I remember correctly, there was a bunch of people posting about debanking going on in the UK as well.
And it's like, how can they possibly? You have to know your institution too, who
yep.
you bank with. And mine, knock on wood, is a very well trusted one who does not have outside interest in other countries, like a lot of them do.
Mine is a local credit union for like just general banking, but I don't keep money there. I don't have money to keep in the bank anyways, and I don't have credit, so like I'm not tied down to any of the systems. I just don't. If I can't afford
uh-huh.
it with cash, I don't get it. That's it. That's just the way it is. Sorry. Been that way forever. Like I haven't had a car for 25 years because I'm just not. Nope, don't need it. Sorry.
And if it
I don't need to be.
You, if it
yep.
works for you, Hope, that is wonderful. You know,
yeah, I know a lot of people live rurally. They need their vehicle, and if I did, I had one. But when I moved into the city, there was no need. I can walk the city in an hour and a half if I really push myself. Like,
uh-huh.
that's the furthest. So the mall is like an hour and a half away. In the summer, it's a nice walk. So I don't care. I'll walk it.
And that works for you, which is great.
Yeah.
Or even if you had a bicycle, that is great. Because
oh, yeah.
I reside in the
yeah.
Yeah, I reside in the concrete jungle, and it is, and you basically do need a vehicle to get from point A to point B, because if I took like Uber wherever I went, that would cost a fortune. And
Uber's pushing the cab companies out here like crazy. Like, because the students all have their parents, it's on credit cards, so they don't care if it costs $40 that would be a $10 cab ride. They couldn't give a crap. They just call Uber. So, like, all the local businesses here, they're suffering greatly because they don't want to use them. They're not name brand, right? So, everything's a name.
Uber actually, you know, has pushed out the yellow cab company too here in the United States, and and it is but economically, I mean, what are you gonna do? You have Uber, which is a fraction of what it costs to use a yellow cab, and who's more reliable? It seems like Uber is more reliable because they have so many hungry people working for them, and they always have somebody on standby.
Yep. Up here, though, if I was talking to one of the cab drivers, and I haven't actually looked into it, so like don't quote me on it, but he was telling me that they're not regulated the same way the taxi companies are. So for accidents or, you know, if anything happens, damage, lost property, there's no protection for the person in the back, because the taxi drivers have to be insured differently, or the owner of the car is, or however it works. Something
you know,
I'll have to look into.
That's interesting, because now I'm very curious to know, because say if there was an accident, because the Uber drivers would definitely have to have full coverage insurance here in the United States.
Yeah, for them, but I wonder is there passenger insurance? Like, is there any protection for the passenger in the back?
Say if there
or
was
wherever
an
you
accident,
sit?
If there was an accident, of course they would be covered.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the
Canada's a strange animal up here. It is absolutely, the laws are crazy. I was reading to you about yesterday about the cash. They don't have to accept cash. It's legal tender, but the store can say, nope, sorry, we're not going to take that. And there's nothing that can be done about it.
Well, I just think that, I know that if, and we've already discussed this, you, Brian, and myself, as far as if people boycotted, you know, quit using these services just for one friggin' day, it would do some damage. Definitely some damage. But people, we live in that fast food society. We want everything yesterday, and we're so dependent on this, you know, just about everything. And my goodness, if your internet goes down for 10 minutes, you're having a complete breakdown.
Yeah, that's how I always knew when the mom turned when I was nannying, and the mom would turn the internet off after 30 minutes for the kids from work. Oh, the internet's down. It's all you hear. Everyone comes out of the room. What's going on? No, your time's up. Sorry, you got no more internet time. But they had like real heavy parental controls on there. There was no like YouTube or anything like that. They downloaded a bunch of, you know, stuff they wanted the kids to be using when they had their time. So, great parents, great parents. Two genders, ask the kids. They get all this nonsense in school. There's two genders, okay? The parents they're very active.
That is wonderful, and that is being a responsible parent. You know, you have, and they worked too. And thank goodness.
Full time, both of them.
They were able to employ you because I know how much you love those children. And And thank God they were able to employ you, and you were available to take care of their, you'd be their surrogate parent.
Yeah, for 10 years, I've been with them now.
You're a co-parent.
Yeah, I'm a co-parent. It's funny because the dad, he was one of my son's friends in high school, and I was
wow.
his first boss, actually, like at work. And then we lost touch over the years, and there's this ad for this cute little nine-month-old baby that needs watching, so I answered it. She's like, well, my husband will come again. I'm at the end of the day, and I'm like, okay, and open the door, and there's this kid standing there, and I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm here to get my child. It didn't even register. Didn't even register that that could possibly be the dad. I'm just like, what are you doing here?
Oh. Wow. Now,
yeah.
That is
so
wonderful.
5 kids later, I'm still there. Yeah, 10,
that
they're 10, 8, 6, 15, well, no, 24, they're almost 2 now, 3, 2, almost 2. Oh, look at me go, my brain's melting.
She's got kid brain.
I do, I'm like, how many, wait, there's all these little feet running around. Yeah, no, I'm off for a little bit, though, so I'm taking a break.
That is wonderful, and they know that they can count on you, and they know that you love their children, and you're going to take care of them to the best of your ability, and you're just, the main thing is that you love those kids, and you're going to do right by them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are so many parents I'd mentioned earlier, too, about, you know, we're addicted to, the worst thing is that doggone TikTok. And adults, you have to blame yourself too. Because it's not just the kids, it's these adults that are freaking addicted to TikTok. And then, of course, they let their children, you know, sign up, or I don't know exactly how TikTok works, because I don't have a TikTok. I will never, ever get a TikTok. The only time that I've ever seen TikTok is via, you know, say, Facebook and or Twitter or the other social networks that I'm involved in.
Yeah, I don't have TikTok either, just the clips. But people promote, like the big account on X on all this, they'll promote all this, all the stars that they say they hate. Well, why are you talking about it? You're only giving them more of a voice. You're showcasing them to more people. Like, why are you doing this? Just ignore them. Ignore them. I don't care if Taylor Swift is lip syncing. Couldn't give a crap.
Exactly. it doesn't. You know, I did post that thing about John Cena at the Oscars, just due to the fact that there's another one who has sold his soul, and whether he was wearing a bodysuit or not, it was still a humiliation ritual that they made him perform in front of everybody who does watch the Oscars. And it's pretty doggone, you know, they throw this stuff in our faces, and just like Taylor Swift and that guy that she was dating, that football guy. Well, wait, okay, let me rephrase that. Just like Taylor Swift and the pretend boyfriend that she had. Because
there you go.
That was just propaganda too.
Sure it was. Well, since they got together, everybody said, well, there's your football champions.
Exactly.
I mean, people called it. Right?
Yeah.
You had to know they were going to win. Yeah. 100%.
Uh-huh. But not only that, I mean, because she's a Bidenomite, and, you know, she's loving that Biden, and then that guy, her pretend boyfriend, you know, he was pushing the pricks, And it was just pure insanity. We do have a caller with their hand up, and I do believe that it's Mike, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so he can add to the conversation. Hello, Mr. Mike.
Yes, yes. How you doing? How are you? Hope. How's everything?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm wonderful. How are you? I kind of missed the beginning of the show, but I made it.
All right. That's good. So Eva is there too, right? Eva is from Australia, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm right. Okay, good. Good. So we are all here. You know, I have a lot of international news to share with you guys, but go ahead.
Okay.
We're
just talking about government shenanigans, and it's not just subjected to the United States. This is worldwide, hence the word New World Order. And and the atrocities that have been committed and implemented on we the people is just crazy. And it's like, when are we the people going to say enough is enough and actually do something about it instead of letting them continue to abuse us? And we get abused on every corner. You know, they're attacking our First Amendment here, and again, not only in the United States, the look at what they're doing in Canada also, and look at worldwide what they did to the Second Amendment. And taking everybody's weapons away from them. And I was telling the listeners that my rights come from, and your rights come from, they come from God, not man.
Absolutely. Right now, you know, like a frog, when you put it in the, saucepan and let the heat goes slowly, higher and higher and higher, you know, that frog either will sit there until it gets really cooked and cannot do anything, or that frog will jump at one point. The frog has to jump over. That's it. And then it is different world, different everything. So same thing is happening with mankind today. You know, all this technology advancement, all this AI, all these tools, they will be used slowly, you know. We are already become a cashless society in Canada, in the United States, and of course in Europe. For a long time ago, it was cashless society. I mean, if you carry cash, they laugh at you, because barely anywhere in Europe they accept cash. They said, we need your debit card or whatever, Visa, MasterCard, whatever card is, you know? Go ahead.
And I don't think that a lot of people realize what the cashless society is leading up to. And yes, it is worldwide. I will not shop at a store that is card only. And this is what they're bucking for, is that they're going to, they will issue you a card, and what that card is going to do or not allow you to do is they have total, complete control over your monies at that point in time. They don't like what you are buying, or if you exercised your First Amendment and you said something that they didn't like, then they are going to put a halt to that card. They will have total, complete control over you. And if you don't want that, then doggone it, you're going to have to protest. And you can protest peacefully, but it is our duty to protest against it's our duty to protest against these atrocities. And if we don't use it, exercise the rights that God has given us, then definitely we will lose those rights.
Absolutely, but at the same time, you know, like it's riding a bus in Los Angeles, riding a bus in New York City or the train, etc. You know, if they don't put exact, say $1.75 or $2.80, etc. I mean, it counts, and then say, and the bus driver said, no, you cannot get to the bus. Or sometimes they are very nice. They say, okay, go ahead, it's okay. But, you know, but the question is, everybody using their monthly pass, they show easy, and et cetera. So, you see, the system is kind of made us to do it, and we have done it already. Now, if you want to use cash only, it's difficult, you know.
But there,
that's how it is with the GO trains here. There, it's all card now. You can't even buy a train ticket at the booth if you have cash. It's all card. There is no cash accepted at all for the GO train. But you can walk on the GO train, pretend you have a card, and ride for free because nobody comes to check your ticket. So you can go across any line that stops, you get on, and then you just go by because they figure everybody who gets on has a pass. I rode from Brampton to Toronto for free. Yes, I did.
Wow.
I just walked on and sat down.
Well,
nobody bothered
great.
Me a bit.
But again, though, so if people would protest in masses, then they would have to change this. Because, I mean, here in California, I mean, thank you, Lord, that I don't have to ride or take public transit, and I own my car,
and it's very expensive to live in Canada, especially insurance, etc. I find it cheaper.
My full coverage insurance is only $60.77 a month, and then gasoline is high because it's about $4.30 a gallon here. But the amount of driving that I do, it doesn't break my bank. Okay, let me put it to you that way. And then I have a mechanic who is top notch, and he's so reliable. He's a great mechanic, and he does not rip you off. And so I'm more than happy with him and paying him to fix my vehicle. And I know that my vehicle is going to get fixed correctly. You know, so for me, I mean, if I had to take the public transit every single day, Hope, how much does it cost you, or cost in Canada to, say, ride the public transit each day? How much would
it
that
would
cost?
Well, it's $3.25, so $6.50 a day, like $3.25 one way, $3.25 the other way. But then they have passes, which I think it's like $86 a month for a pass, and then it's unlimited, so you can ride it as much as you want.
See, that's more than what my insurance costs. And I have, my insurance, like I mentioned, it's full coverage, and I'm over-insured, as a matter of fact. But I prefer it that way because I've had a car stolen from me. So I'd rather be safe than sorry. But I understand what you're saying, though, too, Mike. But there are other means of transportation, too. If you cannot afford a vehicle, then, you know, you can get a bicycle for a nice bike for less than $100, and you can bike your way around if need be. You know, there are other ways.
But people don't want to put that effort in anymore. You know, everybody wants it to just be quick or fast and convenient. You know, nobody wants to do the work.
Right. Exactly. And especially in Singapore. You know, in Singapore, we have a three tags. One tag, it depends when you want to use your car. If you want to use your car from morning, say 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., you have one tag. And after that, you cannot use your car between 12 to 6 a.m. because you haven't paid the whole, money or tax for it. Only you paid a little bit. Or some people, they like it 12 noon to 6 p.m., for example. So they go between 12 to 6 p.m., and it's better to be home by 6 p.m. because if you are a little bit late, then you can get ticketed too. And there are also from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. next day, there is available tag, and there is a tag for whole day. So you have to pay a higher price. So this is the way in Singapore is to control the traffic. So people know the hours, so they cannot drive at all, even say a little bit. Say, okay, I go to the one street up and come back at 2 p.m., for example, but your tag doesn't say that. So you can get ticketed, and you will be sorry for it because it's better to pay full price for for the whole year than to pay a ticket for it. So
okay.
Go ahead, please.
I'm speechless. I am dumbfounded as to anybody allowing that to happen. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, because I can get in, go and get in my car at my own leisure and drive whenever I want to drive. And
right,
I tell
right.
you, in California, it's pretty much bumper to bumper traffic here. It's crazy
right.
here. But
right.
My goodness, maybe that's the reason why Gavin Newsom was trying to push a tax on how many miles, you know, not only a gas tax, but tax how many
how many miles per day.
Yeah.
It's similar. Yes. It's based on the Singapore law. Yes. It is based on Singapore law, and they wanted to see how many miles you go, and then you pay extra tax, extra money for it. No, that's not right either. But go ahead, please.
That is crazy. But now that we mentioned, I mentioned Gavin Newsom, I just want to let the listeners know, too, is that they're trying to prop him up to be the president either in 2024 or 2028. And please, people, don't allow that to happen. Gavin Newsom is a POS, he is Satan. He is definitely part of the New World Order. He's one of the leaders, as a matter of fact, and he's right up there with Build Back Better Joe Biden, and he is horrible. He has done nothing but destroy California. And, you know, check, don't take my word for it. Check everything that I'm saying. I mean, gas prices are so outrageous here. Everything costs, the prices are just, they're way too much. Food prices are too much.
That's why everybody goes 99 cents a store in California and many other places too in USA and Canada as well too.
And they do that. Then you have to be careful of if you are purchasing any food items from the 99-cent store or the Dollar Tree, what have you. You have to check those expiration dates and make sure the food is bug-free and it's not all what it's cracked up to be. And then you have Gavin Newsom. He's inviting all these people to come over, you know, cross our border into California, and he's giving them carte blanche. They literally
Well, you know, there's a family relationship between him and Pelosi, distant,
oh,
but
yeah.
It's there. You know that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're related,
oh, yeah.
Too. They're very close relative. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, actually, he is the nephew-in-law.
Right.
Yeah. Barbara Newsom was once married to Ron Pelosi, and they separated when he was 10.
And
that's how it works. Yeah.
It is totally, totally ridiculous. He's a parasite. And then look at everything that he was doing during the scamdemic. My goodness gracious. You know, out in public without a mask. He's mandating masks for everybody. And he's out in public not wearing a mask. And then it's like, you know, you call him on it. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then we're supposed to accept his piss poor apology. And a lot of people did. Just
yeah, that's
everything.
What I don't understand is all the they did everything they told us not to do. Well, they've always done everything they told us not to do, but we're supposed to believe them and trust them and listen to them. Well, they just do as they please anyways. Like I don't understand the disconnect anymore. And it's a big disconnect. Like nobody sees it. Are you willfully ignoring it, or you know, what is going on here? Do you actually support all this stuff you say you don't?
I don't. I personally don't believe that everybody believes the crap that's being spoon-fed to them. It's just that people don't know what to do. It's our.
Stop paying taxes.
Well, definitely, taxation is theft.
Yep.
It's total complete theft. And you know how many was it 67,000 new IRS agents that were going to be employed? To what?
Mm-hmm.
To attack us, we the people? It's like, what is wrong with, you know, people, you gotta get your heads out of the sand. Let alone
absolutely,
and
especially
have...
Long Beach was sold to Chinese. I mean, Chinese owned the Long Beach port already, and
oh, that's
the
right.
way they Yeah, and the way they cranes and everything else they built, it's like they're in control of it. Means even if they're not going to be in control of it, they can. And nobody can do anything with the cranes anymore because everything is instructions and through AI, through remote, you know, handling it, is all done by China. So if China, we say, no, we don't want you, they say, well, everything there, it doesn't work. So this is the problem. Go ahead.
It is very much a problem. My goodness gracious, because many, many years ago, our United States waterways were already sold to China in lieu of the debt that we incurred with them. And it's why didn't you print money and just pay them off that way? Instead, you give them our water rights? Come on, what is going on here? Are we the people of the United States allowed to own land in China? No. Are we allowed to own land in Mexico? No. To my knowledge, we're still able to own land in Canada. But correct me if I'm wrong there, Hope.
I'm not sure anymore. I'd honestly have to look into it. That's something I haven't looked at for a while. I would assume you could.
You know, it is out and out crazy. What does the United States export? We export nothing now.
No.
We used to be thriving. Look at all our steel mills that we used to have. You know, those were shut down. Those were shut down when Carter was president.
Carter, yeah. We remember Jimmy Carter very well because he sold Shah of Iran to Ayatollahs, to the Arabs, to the bunch of, you know, Palestinians. You know that Ayatollah Khomeini and Khamenei and all of them were trained in the Gaza before they come to Iran? You know, these people, I mean, we understand now, Iranians, that what the hell happened? What the hell? As we wanted freedom, but what freedom? Freedom or go back to 1402 years back to the Muhammad time, in which everything is basically a burqa and covering the face of the woman. And today, Iranian women, they walk with that burqa in Iran, many cities, although some of them may be punished, but the others, they're fighting back very hard against these people.
It's just pure insanity. Okay, you have Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman, who was CIA, and his real name, Tim Osman, and he was trained by the CIA. He was part of the CIA. And then all of a sudden he became Osama bin Laden. Do you really think that, this is another common sense one, okay? Do you really believe that Osama bin Laden was held up, hiding out in a cave? I mean, my goodness gracious, sometimes you can't even get self-service when you're driving, but he had self-service, internet service, when he was held up in the cave, hiding out from being captured, or excuse me, assassinated, killed. You know, you saw everybody in the war room. You have Hillary Clinton with with her hand over her mouth. Oh my gosh, we got him, we got him.
Hey, actually, Seven look like of Osama, and Seven look like of Saddam Hussein existed at the time of Iraq. So even many people still believe that real Saddam still is alive, and the Osama still has a six look like. So, yeah.
That's another thing. Oh my gosh! I mean, how many Joe Biden lookalikes are there? And then they're pulling off this mask stuff pretty often now, and you know the body suits too, and because there are, to my knowledge, or what I have seen, there have been six Joe Biden lookalikes, and. And I find this very, very odd, and I'm going to post this on Twitter, is that I will go and thumb through my pictures. And if I have a picture of Joe Biden, a question mark will appear. Like, who the heck is this? So facial recognition is not recognizing that particular person as Joe Biden.
Where is that?
You have the picture that says that's who he is.
I never heard of that.
Oh, it happens on my phone. Happens on my phone all the time. All the time. And then also, you know how the ears don't lie? Well, you have pictures of Joe Biden where his earlobe is connected to where his jawbone is, and then some of them that aren't. Well, you can't change that. I mean, that was the dead giveaway, no pun intended, for Jeffrey Epstein when they were hauling his body out of the jail. The body that they were showing, you know, his
right.
earlobe was totally different. I personally think that he's sucking on martinis somewhere in Israel, you know, because he is definitely part of Mossad.
Do you remember? There's a thing I shared. It's called Beware the Useful Idiots, and it starts with recall. Hillary did her college thesis on the writings. And Obama writes about him in his books. Saul Alinsky died about 43 years ago, but his writings influenced those two political people. And what it goes on to say is these are the eight levels of control that must be obtained before you are able to create a social state. One, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. Two, poverty. Increase poverty levels as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything that they need. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. This way you are able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government, that way you're able to create a political state. Welfare, take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Education, take control of what people learn and listen to, and you can take control of the children. Religion, remove the belief in God from the government and schools. Class warfare, divide the people. Oh, hold on, I gotta divide the people into wealthy and poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does any of this sound like it's happening in the United States right now?
Yes, indeed. You know,
well, not just the States, but that was the quote from what I'm reading. It's happening everywhere. They're turning everything into a social police state.
It is.
And especially right in New York. New York is unannounced martial law. So everywhere you go, pretty much you see the soldiers in the, pretty much in the streets, underground, trains and station, airports, everywhere you go, you see a National Guard. So not only in New York, there are in few other cities in the United States as we speak. So is this just the dry run for the, you know, for the atom bomb that is going to come, I mean, the World War III that is coming, because so to see how the people will respond, how to see people get used to it slowly, slowly, and then finalize it to the full martial law, not only United States, globally. The global martial law is coming. Go ahead, please.
Right. Exactly. And that's where people need to uprise. Civil disobedience is our duty against a tyrannical government, meaning, you know, worldwide, again, and it's we the people. It's our duty.
What's in your constitution? It's in your constitution? Is it in your constitution? Or one of them, or the Declaration of Independence. I can't remember. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But it's in one of those that you actually have to stand up.
We do have about the militias, you know. But
yes.
But I could be a militia. You, anybody in the United States could be a militia. It doesn't, you know, specifically give a description of a militia. We can start our own militia. And this is where, I mean, like with the border and stuff, we, the people, are allowed to protect our borders. We, the people, can line up right there on the border and protect our United States. Why we are not doing it, again, and well, it's because we are bamboozled by the government. Okay?
Yeah.
We're scared. Just in January 6th is a perfect example. But what do I constantly tell everybody? They cannot arrest us all. Period.
Yeah.
They can't. And they are not holding their oath. They are supposed to protect us against foreign and domestic, and they don't do that. They're the terrorists.
You know, right now, you know, 30,000 Haitis are allowed to come to United States every month. And look at Haiti right now. Gangs took over the Haiti, basically. Police, police and army is baseless right now. I mean, they don't do anything, or they cannot do anything. And they themselves, they took their uniforms out and emptied the police station, army barracks, and everything else. And we say the leaders of the Haitian gangs has a gold and chain has on his body, and also he ate live the leg of you know, dead body. So in Haiti become cannibalism. I mean, is this the future? What is going to come for all of the world? What the hell is going on?
Exactly, and we, the people, are allowing it to happen. We're allowing it to happen. It's kind of like, you know, you have a cookie jar filled with cookies, and your kid keeps sneaking into that cookie jar. Is it the kid's fault that he's sneaking into the cookie jar? No, it's your fault as a parent for not controlling the whereabouts of the cookie jar. Come
Absolutely.
On, people. Wake the freak up. I am serious. It is our duty. We just like Mike mentioned, my goodness gracious, They're calling this head honcho in Haiti right now barbecue. What is he doing?
Yeah.
He is friggin' setting people. Oh gosh, excuse me.
And one question for all of you: why 30,000 Haitians are allowed regardless and get refugee status in the United States? These are the threat national security. They are threat to national security of the United States.
Right.
Because these people are the same. We don't know how many of them are belong to the same gangs and et cetera, that they're doing the same thing in Haiti. So they're coming in to start the same thing over here? Cannibalism?
Right.
Well,
they are.
Canada's been funding them for years. We've been sending them millions, like hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it was $123 million we sent them last year, if I remember what I read just before. Like, why are they still in so much trouble if the governments are helping them? Where did the money go? Did they not spend it properly? Was there no accountability for any of this?
Yeah.
Just hand the government some money and say...
The king of Haiti is out of the country and high officials out of the country. They come back to Haiti, take over. They said, no, we cannot come. Bye-bye. We have whatever we have is stolen from Haiti is good for our 100,000 ancestors in the future. Go ahead, please.
I think that, that again, we do have another caller with their hand up. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. 111, you are live.
Hello, people. My name's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I know you're from Singapore. I've heard you before.
Okay, so, nice to meet you.
The thing is that, I'm agreeing with just about everybody here. I was listening for a few minutes. Our particular government, as a matter of fact, all the governments around the world, regardless of whether they're republics or democracies or dictatorships, their particular aim is to control the people and to herd them eventually into a future of catastrophe, not just economic catastrophe, but that of a cataclysmic type of catastrophe of killing and depopulating the world. That's just the way that human beings are. These particular people who rule the world now have the same kind of desire that Napoleon, Caesar, Caligula, Hitler, they all wanted to be gods.
Ayatollah too. Yeah.
Of course.
Ayatollah included. Okay.
They want to be gods. They have the power, and they want to elevate that power to a supernatural level. And they're thinking that just around the corner, they just might achieve that with transhumanism, the merging of the human body with androids. So to me, this is inevitable.
Right.
That's how I feel with the trans movement. It was to get people or the new ones comfortable with just being one being, and they're going to mutilate them so badly. Well, here, let's just put these parts on you, and it'll make everything better. They're using the kids to do their mad science in real time, and parents are allowing this to happen because they don't want to be, you know, called out for, oh, you don't support your trans child. I'm sorry, I shared a video today of Kamala Harris saying that 18 to 24-year-olds were stupid. Her word, not mine. But if that's how she believes, and then she's going to tell you that your 12-year-old can transition with because they know, or your 3-year-old in public school knows that they're a boy or a girl or a ghost self or elf self or whatever they got going on now, it's all just complete madness. They're experimenting in real time with real humans, and I've seen the surgeries. They're absolutely nasty what they do. They skin them down to the bone on their arms to make the parts for the female to male transition. They can't use the part anyways. There's so much complications, and they got to try to skin graft that together. Or are they going to say, here, let's just cut it off and put a robot armor on? It'll be so much better for you.
Well,
because Elon wants everybody to merge.
Yeah.
He said it in 2017.
Yeah. They're over 100
this open AI.
Yeah. that other people know of and want to detransition. This is a horrific experience. And what it shows to me is the willingness of the parents and the willingness of the people in the educational system to go along with it. They are cowards, punks, no morals and no backbone.
Which is true. Well, very true. I mean, they're erasing God out of the equation, and they want to play God. And they figure, this is my take on it, you know, they figure that the more that they give to these people, then they're going to use them to the best of their ability and to annihilate us all. I mean, the fact of the matter is, and biology 101, if you are born a male, you're going to die a male. If you are born a female, you are going to die a female. There are those flukes where they are born hermaphrodite, okay? Take the case of Jamie Lee Curtis. She had both male and female parts. Her parents opted to raise her as a female. And, but, you know, you cannot change what God has created, period. No matter, I don't care. You can tell me that you, just because you are pretending to be a female, but you were born a male, I don't care how many times you tell me, you know, my pronouns are, you know, she and they. No, they're not. You know, you can pretend all you want. The fact of the matter is, no, you were born a male, you're going to die a male. No matter how many surgeries you friggin' have. And
well, when they dig them up in 100 years, they're going to say male, female, not, oh, this person was non-binary. Can you tell that from their bones? Are you sure?
as a result of this, this much, you know, technological, you know, they can make a woman to the man to the woman, and maybe again, man, woman, and woman say, no, I don't like it. Please change me back to man again. So as a result of all this technological advances and transhumanism, you know, a greater spirit or God this time will shake this planet with its two hands. So once it is, we are very close to that, and there will be chaos, there will be famine, there will be earthquakes, there will be massive, you know, tornadoes, and everything you can imagine, it comes with it too. And this time, the mankind will be shaken down by the gods to its hands. And we will learn next time that, you know, technology advances may be good, but we use it wisely, not use it, you know, changing this, changing that, and to use it for the control of the people and masses. So this will come. This is very close. We are close to that. Right now, Putin's, you know, election is next 48 hours. Already, Ukraine, last night, attacked 16 cities inside Russia. It was a coordinated attack ordered by NATO, and Ukraine were together in it. And so there were one of the Hawks, you know, like we have a Hawks plane that it's monitored to see any traffic, any planes, and etc. That's one of the Russia. It's a $500 million plane went into the torch last night. So, with 48 hours to put in election, and we will see after that a lot of disorder in the world. Go ahead, please.
Which, you know, I'm just dumbfounded about countless things, but who the heck really wants to, you know, have their bodies merged with AI? Your brain lives forever, but your body dies. Who the heck really wants that? There was a movie out in the 50s, could have been late 40s, early 50s, called The Brain, and with Peter Lorre, and it was where this head was alive in a tray, and I mean, they could communicate with you and stuff like that. And that's all I, you know, when they talk about this AI, I reflect on that. And it's pure insanity to me. I don't want my brain to live forever and my body die. I want them to go together. The way that is
but
the
they
way
do.
That God
they want to
it.
Live forever. But... like they want to live forever, so they think everybody else does, but not. They don't want all of us to live forever because they don't need all of us. So
no.
I can't remember his name from the WWF, the little sneaky one who says we're all going to be a bunch of useless people. And they're creating a useless class
right.
of people. They know they are. So for those people, you get computer games and drugs. So they'll get everybody hooked on that, doing their, because there's the data mine, the 20200606006 patent from Microsoft, where it's body activated data sensor, so you can swallow the chip or the sensor or whatever it is, or you'll have a tattoo and you'll be hooked right up and you'll just data mine your crypto. So you just stay in all day and freaking get your crypto and all your special treats and have your VR glasses and live in a fantasy world and, you know, do all their special tasks for them, which I wonder if partly X has been for that because of all the bots. Why there's so many bots? Because they're activating a crypto system because Elon's all into the crypto now. There's going to be crypto X, like for crypto, just for X. Like, come on. How much more control do they have to show? And he's already got power packs for the houses, solar power packs from Tesla. I shared that. I'll have to send it to you, Eva. I haven't read it in a couple weeks. But for houses, for solar power, they're going to centralize all control. And there was a post today about him buying Truth Social. How much control are you going to give this one man that wants to turn us all into machines?
And that's, you know, this is what, again, dumbfounded, is, you know, they put this person, I use that term loosely, up on a pedestal. You know, Elon Musk is going to save the First Amendment. You know, we were safe for maybe a day, and I see so many people. In fact, the gentleman that is with our network, Brian, he's on restriction right now because of something that he posted on X. And,
oh, my God. Wow.
And it is, where is our freedom of speech? And I'll be doggone. You know what? I will continue to call a male a male and call them by their given name, Bruce Jenner, who is a male. And you're not allowed to do that on X anymore. They're going to call you out on that. They're going to restrict you. You're going to be put in Twitter's jail, whatever they're calling it nowadays. X's jail.
Yes.
This
the abyss.
Ridiculous.
You get thrown into the abyss. That's where I live.
The gulag.
Prove you're human.
Just because I changed my bio on X, they wanted me to prove that I wasn't a bot. It's like, really?
Yeah.
And it took me a minute to, like, figure out what they were asking me, because they didn't ask me a direct question. They just, like, put these figures in front of my face, and it's like, pick the right one, and it's like, really? Are you serious? So I flunked the first time, and then it's like, okay, let's study this for a minute even. So I'm looking at it, and it's like, that's what they want. So if that happens to anybody, you know, give me a holla, use me as your mobile shout out, and I'll tell you how to bypass that crap. But this is, it is ridiculous. And, you know, what did Elon Musk went, his Halloween costume was that the chest plate had a Baphomet on it with the inverted cross. And people are idolizing him? Come on. And they put him up on a pedestal like he is God. Well, he's not God. Everything that he's pushing, and just like you had mentioned the other day, we were talking about it, Hope, is that, you know, he drops 44 mil out on Twitter. And, you know, claims that he's going to bring the, you know, First Amendment back and blah, 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 blah. And it, all it was a bait and switch. And 44 million is just a drop in the bucket. That's nothing to him, considering that he gets free advertisement for all his little pet projects on X. If he had to do that outside of X, how many millions of dollars would it cost him? So it behooved him, it benefited him to no end by purchasing Twitter.
Yeah, well, they were following his plane around. Isn't that why he originally wanted to get involved and buy it? Because they weren't taking down his plane tracking?
Well,
wasn't there something behind that, if I remember?
I thought that happened after the fact.
Oh, was it after?
That they were tracking his plane. And he was in fear for, he was in fear for, I don't know how you pronounce his last kid's first name, but he calls him X. And so he was in fear for, allegedly, he was in fear for his child's safety. Well, what about everybody else's safety on there? You know, they still dox people on X, but you're only allowed to dox people if that CEO from the WEF allows you to.
Oh, it's still very one-sided with who they suspend or who they target. Oh, yeah.
Very much so. A lot of my stuff just all of a sudden disappears that I post. And especially if you are asking a direct question, like the algorithms and stuff, you know, you know, this feature is as useless as tits on a bull. Why you have it?
Yeah, unfortunately, the freedom doesn't exist anymore. That's why in Twitter, freedom doesn't exist. I mean, I don't know Alex Jones was came back again or not, because we know that Alex Jones was banned for years. But I think, I'm not sure if he pardoned Alex Jones or not. But, you know, did they put sanctions on him again? They put a prison on him again, AJ? I don't know.
Well, what had happened was allegedly, and they used this as an excuse to erase Alex Jones, was that he said that Sandy Hook was a hoax. I still to this day believe Sandy Hook was a hoax. And And so they use that as the pretense. But Alex Jones is, he's big. You know, people do listen to what Alex Jones says. And then when Elon put out on Twitter that he was going to allow such and such back on the platform, then everybody was like, what about Alex Jones? What about Alex Jones? And they kept bugging him and bugging him. And so he brought Alex Jones back, which I believe that Alex Jones is still restricted. And
I think
in all actuality, the reason why Alex Jones was banned to begin with was because of that Darcy guy that, I want to say that he was involved with Google. Alex Jones had called him out publicly, and that's how come Alex Jones was banned off of Twitter, not because of Sandy Hoax. That's not the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
But
as you said, millions of people still listen to him. He has, everybody knows Infowars.com. So, you know,
right.
Like
exactly.
The one of the best news that you may find there. And you know, I don't know. Can I talk about this April 8th eclipse? It's happening in California, and what about it? Because last
sure.
time it happened, it was known the Seven Salem eclipse. It was started from Oregon. If you notice, it was Oregon and going down the east. And because the path of that eclipse crossed over seven U.S. locations named Salem, Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, Wyoming, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, and Salem, Kentucky, and Salem, South Carolina. But
what about Salem, Massachusetts?
No, not Salem, Massachusetts, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, Salem, Kentucky, and Salem, South Carolina. So
okay.
Salem is short for Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And that is why so many early Americans choose that name for their communities. Now the second great American eclipse is almost here. And the path of that eclipse will cross over seven U.S. locations named Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Virginia, Nineveh, New York, and the eclipse will also cross over a location named Nineveh in province of Nova Scotia in Canada, for the Hope. She's from Canada. So that's why sometimes the list of eight Ninevehs are on social media. So what do we know about Nineveh? In Genesis chapter 10, tell us Nineveh was built by Nimrod. And I think that is very noteworthy. In addition, basically, Nineveh means beginning of an end.
Right.
In Hebrew, in Jewish. And it means beginning of end. So that's why.
You said that was Genesis 10?
Okay, no, April 8th. April 8, 2024. We are just about, we are March, so we have about 3 weeks, say less than 3 weeks range.
Okay, but you said Genesis 10, correct?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Okay. But you bet. Genesis chapter 10 tell us that Nineveh was built by Nimrod. And I think that is very noteworthy. So Nineveh means beginning of no end. I mean beginning of end. So especially California was targeted with massive, massive storms that never was happened in California. Many, many, many years, maybe 100 years, 200 years, maybe go back, but not like that even. So well, California is ready for the major earthquake, and even if you look at the earthquake activities in Southern California, you will see that everything loaded, ready to go. So will this second eclipse cause the big, massive earthquake in Northwest, I mean, California, Oregon, and Washington? So that's something to look for, please.
Okay. Now, I have to interject. L-I-P-S, sorry, because I'm going to look all this up. We in California, and a lot of people have not mentioned this, is that we have been having these natural disasters way before I was even born. And I remember when I was younger and it would rain like in between 4 to 7 days straight. And this was when, I'm probably older than, I know that I'm older than Hope, and I'm probably older than you, Mike. And, it would rain and rain and rain. And this was
right.
A constant downpour. Okay, so in California, we should be kind of, and maybe we are just kind of lackadaisical to what is happening right now. And fires, I mean, there have been fire after fire after fire in California forever. So these are what we call natural disasters. They aren't uncommon to California, and
but
whether
not
it
to
has
actually
I think it has been worse in the past than what it is today, because I've lived in California for all my life with the exception of 8 years. And so earthquakes, earthquakes I'm used to. I was in the 7.2 earthquake that hit I want to say Simi Valley.
Yeah, that's north of Los Angeles. Yeah. 7.2. And then
yeah.
7.3. I think it was a double earthquake. Yes.
And,
I was
here for that. Okay. And I've been here for every major earthquake that California has had. And in fact, it was a few weeks ago that I didn't know that the vicinity where I live, I didn't know that there was a fault that runs parallel to where I live. And it was new
is
to
that
me.
True? There are 15,000 forts there? 15,000 forts. So everybody lives within half an hour maximum of a fort.
But depending upon where you reside and where the fault is, now a lot of people did not feel the earthquake that I felt. And like I said, I didn't know that there was a fault that ran this way. And it felt like, you know, me guessing, I thought it was at least a six-pointer or more. And it wasn't. It was only like a 3 point. I think it was, ended up being like a 3.2. But it was very, very strong. But it was like I was like right on the fault. But I tell you, all these things that are happening, the rain and stuff like that, it has been going on in California forever before I was born. And like I said, when I was growing up as a child, I mean, it would rain constantly in between 4 to 7 days straight. And the rain would come down in buckets. As a matter of fact, it came down, the rains were so torrential that that a friend of mine and I, we could actually swim down the street. It was
right.
So flooded.
But this kind of floods that they keep showing in the TVs, and we have a clip of it, we always see, this is it's never been seen, that whole 90% of California goes underwater. I mean,
well,
these trillion gallons of the rain is going down, and already these fault lines are stressed out already, and this is going to final push for the the big earthquake that is overdue, and especially with this eclipse, and plus on the same time, it's very weird, on the same time that this eclipse is happening, it's going, seven planets are going to be lined up at the same time.
Right.
This is something I think is noteworthy to understand that this is not logical. I mean, everybody are you know, normal anymore in the world, including California, in the USA. You know, people are not normal anymore.
Well, I'm not going to take it lightly, okay? Am I prepared? I do know how to swim, but they've been, and maybe I just am not as worried about it as a lot of people. I mean, because we had the Y2K, and that was supposed to be the end of the world. And it never happened. The Mayan calendar, you know, the Mayan calendar ends such and such time. So that was going to be the end of the world, too. I mean, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. What can I do? There's the only thing that I can do is to prepare myself as best as possible, and I believe that I am prepared as best as possible.
So you got the luckiest one, because in California, especially, I know that in California, it's a high percentage of people, they don't even have a 3-day supply. You know that.
No,
you know that.
And you are
nine meals away from rioting.
You are absolutely correct. Because it's like people are, and even me, I'm not worried too much about it. I am going to check into it further. I didn't know that there was going to be an eclipse of that type and seven planets. a line. But I was under the impression that seven planets have aligned in the past, and there was no real natural disaster. I believe that we are living in end times.
Absolutely.
And I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
But that's why we say, so your listeners need to understand that to be, think that everything is a joke. You know, it's better to be ready to have everything that you need to be ready, because today you buy something, it's cheaper than the tomorrow, because tomorrow the inflation, it goes higher and higher. So it's better to be ready than not to be ready. Go ahead, please.
100%. Yes, you are, and I haven't done a survival show in years, but you know, I think that everybody should be prepared, whether it is because of what the government has in store for us, you know, cutting off our food supply. And look at all the chains that they cut off during the pandemic. You know, all the ports in Long Beach were closed, and saying, you know, the best excuse, well, piss poor excuse, is that the ports were too small for the ships now. Which was, come on, people, really, common sense. Again, common sense tells you. And but people were buying that baloney. No, it was another control tactic for their beta test. And we did poorly. We did poorly. And but whether it be a disaster from our own government or a natural disaster, it is always good to be prepared. You make sure that you have...
Absolutely.
Make sure you have food enough, a couple of months' supply, not just a week's supply, because you don't know what is going to happen. You make sure that you have you know how to basically go camping in your house just in case. Like if you
have,
my
Coleman stoves pulled out.
Yeah.
Because we use them if we have a power failure, we just pull out the Coleman stoves. We can cook just fine.
Oh, that's right.
We don't worry about it. Got the
good one is your barbecue. If you have a barbecue,
yep.
Make sure you have
Absolutely.
Plenty of charcoal and lighter fluid and matches. Make sure you do that because you can cook on your barbecue. It doesn't have to be a fancy,
Schmancy,
you know, propane one. It can just be a regular.
I can
regular...
cook over an open pit.
Exactly.
I mean, you can just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know,
like gang members. Gang members outnumber police 22-1 in the city of Chicago. And the ratio just keep getting worse and worse.
Right.
We see Haiti. We see Chicago. We see our So, I mean, you are not joking. You know what we say? We care for you. We share the information with you guys because sharing is caring. And we ask you minimal. You know, we don't ask you a lot. You know?
Look at
Chicago, what's going on.
For sure, and if you are out, if you're out in the open, you know, ladies, don't be shy. Learn how to swim in public, okay? Because there's no time to be embarrassed, okay?
Oh, you mean
because,
like when we used to pull over when we were driving from when we're camping and your parents would say, hey, there's a field down there, hop out, go to the bathroom.
if need be,
there was not so many conveniences.
If need be, because because this isn't going to be like you are staying at the Hilton Hotel, okay? You are not going to, what's your backup plan for soap? What's your backup plan for bathing? What's your backup plan for water?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Utilize this mini computer that you have in your hand. It's also known as a cell phone. Go on to YouTube. Learn how to make a water filtration and know where you can get water from. If you have a pool, you're in tip-top shape if you have a pool. Okay? You can, a lot of the filtration kits, you can buy, I know that there's a water filtration system.
Zero water is very good because zero water is filter everything, a lot of things, and make it zero, and is good. But, anything that you buy today, whether it is any filter, whether it's zero water, whether you say different filter, it doesn't matter. All of them are good. It's better than to have nothing, than to have something. Yeah. Because look at the height, look at Chicago, look at things that are falling apart like hell. And so, it's just, if you're not seeing that smell the coffee, then I'm sorry for you,
Right.
It's better to smell coffee now than the later. Go ahead, please.
Most definitely, but there's a water filtration. It's called Alexa Pure, and this is, I'm not sponsored by them in any way, shape, or form, but one of their filters will filter out even chemicals in the water, up to 5,000 gallons of water just from one water filter. And it seems quite costly, it's roughly $200. Small price to pay for water, because you're going to.
Well, now would be the time to go to your markets and buy your vegetables and stuff in bulk and start canning.
That's right. If you you can go on that thing that they call YouTube, and it will tell you A to Z how to can. You can meats. There's so many things that you can. Plus, if you have canned goods that are even 100 years old, the reason why there's expiration dates on those canned goods is because they want you to purchase more. Okay? Mm-hmm. Canned goods can be, if I went and I found something that was canned 100 years ago and I opened up that can, the food inside it would still be good today. Now, they did change the process for canning. Now they have that plastic thing inside of the tin and stuff. Now, as far as that goes, I don't know how long that's good for. Eggs, oh my goodness gracious, with the cost of how much eggs cost right now, it's called water eggs, where you can get a big old huge container and you can keep eggs good for 5 years. 5 years they're good for. Okay? And it's like a canning process. For eggs, learn how to do it. It's very simple. You use water, and I want to say I want to say lie, but don't quote me on that. But it's a certain type of lie that you have to get, like at Home Depot and stuff. And it's a very simple process, but for 5 years you can keep these eggs. And great source of protein, because you're going to need protein. You're going to need your medications. Make sure that all your medications are up to date and you have plenty of your medications. Make sure that you have paper and a writing utensil to keep notes. If you have children, oh my goodness, don't forget the kids. You're going to have to make sure that you have games for the children to keep them occupied, because this is going, you think that you have it bad? Oh my goodness, no. The kids will be traumatized. You have animals. You make sure that you have plenty of food for the animals. You make sure that you have medication for the animals. You go to the Dollar Tree and you go to the 99-cent store and get all the your essentials from there, such as an ACE bandage. Get a few of them. It's only a buck. How to do sutures. And again,
yep.
Go to YouTube, learn how to stitch somebody up. And there's just so many things that you can get at the Dollar Tree and or the 99-cent store that you're going to need, but make sure that you have these on hand.
Maybe we should do a show about that one night. The prepping.
Yeah. Make sure that you have alcohol, peroxide. Bleach does expire.
And make sure you have
your
medications for 3 months supply. Always handy. You know, whenever
sure.
you go
okay.
to the doctor,
stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. Common Sense for Dummies. We are going to do a show on MAGA and Make America Great Again. And God bless everyone. Be kind humans and have a beautiful tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night. I promise I'll be on time tomorrow.
Good night, Hope. Good night, Eva. And thank you. For everything. Have a great night, morning, afternoon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Michael. It's nice talking
to
you again. Good night.
Good night.